Well, I'd like to share with you a greeting and a sharing by Anthony Sakwa in Kenya, Africa. So listen and be blessed and hear about how excited he is about having Swahili Bibles and being able to speak in tongues and help other people do that. And he's going to share a little bit of God's word with you. So enjoy.
Oh, good morning. Praise the name of the Lord. I am Pastor Anthony Sakwa from Kenya. I want to take this opportunity to greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to say that you are so gracious. It's a precious time that I want to share with you briefly about what the Lord has done and what God is going continuing to do here in Kenya and in Africa. First, I want to say thank you so much for the support and for the help that you have really helped us. God bless you so much, the people from America, the entire team of Act Now Fellowship Ministry. Thank you so much for the Swahili Bibles that you gave us. I was able to share, to buy a large number of Bibles. I shared with people around 7 churches. Every church was given 10 Bibles, and it was very grateful. I shared with also with my church, and the church was so great. They were very happy because of the Bibles that I gave them. God bless you so much. I want to take this opportunity also to say thank you so much for the computer, for the laptop and the printer that I was able to purchase. It has really helped me in the ministry and in the work of God. I say thank you. May the Lord bless you so much. I am seeing the work of God continuing smoothly and softly because of the materials that I do print and share with the people of God. May the Lord bless you and have a great time. God bless your work. God bless everything that you are doing. May the Lord bless you so much. Thirdly, I just want to speak about how the booklets or Swahili booklets and how it has helped us about speaking in tongues. This has been so fundamental and so powerful. It has ignited the fire in the lives of people. People have seen God, have seen grace. They have seen people. They have seen a new dimension into their lives. They have seen God, how He's doing perfectly in their lives. Speaking in tongues, it has enhanced our prayer life. Our prayer life has continued to grow. Our spiritual life has continued to grow, and this is a great. It has also enabled me to work in a number of churches to help them, to teach them on how to speak in tongues, because it has been a mentality of many pastors forgetting about this, and they have not been doing it because they say it is a forgotten thing. It was a thing of the past, and it was not shared in the churches commonly. But now every church that we have gone, it has been so powerful. We have ignited the fire. The prayer life of the churches have gone up. The ministry of the leaders has also increased and has grown. And I really appreciate for this. We are continuing to go forth teaching people on how to speak in tongues, on how to continue trusting God and how to do things of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and in a mighty way. I want also to share about our church activities. We have been doing leadership teachings, youth teachings, and it has been so great. We are continuing to do this under the mighty hand of God and the anointing of God, and this has also helped to grow our church, to grow our leaders. And to speak about the leadership, this is what God was doing. Jesus set aside the disciples. He stayed with them, taught them, examined them, showed them how to live. He also given them a desire to work for Him so that they can also grow. He gave them the meaning of being a leader. He told them that we are the light, we are the salt. We are to show the example to people so that they can know how to do the work of God. So this has helped me. We are teaching the world, we are teaching the church, we are teaching people on how to become a good leaders into the ministry of God. Even the youths, I am empowering the youths, because I know the youths are the leaders and the church of tomorrow. And therefore, if we forget about them, then there is no church tomorrow. And that's why I have taken a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of time, prayer, and teaching the youths on how to become good leaders, how to become good Christians, how they can live for God. As Paul was teaching Timothy, he said, Timothy, do not let somebody despise your youth. Therefore, a youth must not be despised. Let us teach the youths. Let us show them that God loves them, and it shall be so powerful, and it shall be so great. I just want to say thank you so much. Next year, we are planning as a church. We want to construct, to begin our construction, to construct a permanent place, because we bought our plot, our land, and now we want to expand our church, because the church is growing steadily and so powerful. This is great, and I know God is doing us great. I love this because God is a God of order. He's a God of expansion. He's a God who is ready to lift us up, to show us greatness in Jesus' name. Because he said in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, beginning from verse 19 to 20, he said, I have sent you go into the world and make disciples, teach the word. Therefore, we are teaching the word. We are showing people on how to stand in the word. And God is so powerful. Thank you so much. Because of time, I want to take this time briefly to share with you a word of God shortly, because of time. I want to share the word of God. The topic of the theme of the sharing is how you can achieve excellence in ministry. You can achieve excellence in ministry because in ministry, your ministry does not have to be poor, to have to be mediocre. However, you must realize that excellency must be achieved by God's standard and not human standard. And in this, I want to show you four keys that brought excellency to the ministry of Jesus. Jesus is the greatest example for all of us. He gave to us. All the example that we can see and look at and learn from him. We know that when he was teaching, Jesus was doing things. There are four things that Jesus was following. One, Jesus was a prayerful man. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 38, the Bible says he woke up early in the morning and he went in a solitary place and prayed. The first key, the word Jesus was using, it was prayer. The second key, it was visitation. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 29 to 31, Jesus was visiting people. He went into the house of Andrew and Simon, and he was visiting them. The third thing that Jesus was using for excellence in his ministry, he was teaching. And this is the main key that made the disciples to become so strong. And in the book of Mark, chapter 1, number 38 to 39, and he said unto them, let's go into the next town, that I may preach there also. So you see, Jesus was preaching, was teaching people. The key number four is interaction. Jesus interacted with his disciples. He sat with them. He helped them. He showed them the way. And therefore, as leaders, we need to interact. We need to go and witness. We need to make disciples. We need to witness to every person so that we can achieve excellence in ministry. Therefore, there are four keys. One is prayer. Two is visitation, three is teaching, and four is interaction. When we follow up this, our God is going to expand our ministry, and we are going to achieve excellency in our ministry. The scripture shows us that Jesus was a man of prayer, a man of preaching, a man of visitation, and a man who interacted with the people. And if we follow that, God is going to bless us so much. Because of time, let me end it there. I wish you all well. I pray that God may reach you, God may stand with you, God may help you to go and do very great things. I send my greetings from my family, from my lovely wife and children, and from the church members and the leaders. We say God bless you so much. We love you for the support, for the money that you are giving us for the ministry in Africa. I was able to go to northeastern Kenya in the refugee camp and share with them the word of God, and also distribute some Bibles with them, and they were so great and they were so happy. This has brought a very good relationship and friendship between me and other leaders, and therefore it has made us to be so strong and so powerful. Through this, we want to appreciate you. We want to say thank you so much, for you have been so instrumental and so good to us. God bless you. We are looking forward to continue in our relationship to spread the word of God. We are looking forward to see that God is ready, working between us, through us, and in us, for the anointing and for the power that has been given us through speaking tongues. I just want to say once again, speaking tongues has really ignited a fire that cannot be quenched by man, but can continue to go forth, and people are going to be blessed. Thank you so much, and may the Lord bless you, be really blessed. Brother Robert, God bless you for the great work that you are doing in America and in Africa. We love you, and we are praying for you. God bless you. Bye-bye.